I'm Larry Danziger, tired of the same old, same old. Usually, this Outside the Box feature starts out with wacky music and me welcoming you to Outside the Box. Not this time. It always ends with me telling you my name and a concluding pithy comment. I usually ask you, the listeners, all three of you, a question just before that. Forget it. We're often caught up in routines. Breakfast at 8, lunch at noon, supper at 6. Why not supper at 7 a.m., breakfast at 11:30, and lunch at 5? Or just 2 meals a day? Some only have 1 meal a day, but that's almost never by choice. I wonder what they call that meal. We get in habits. It makes life a bit easier when we know what we're doing today at certain times or how we do what we want to do. Stability, security, normalcy. Life is manageable, but kind of humdrum. It's time to do this or something else. Maybe it would be better to do something unique, completely different, but then we would be getting out of our usual routine, and that could be confusing or uncomfortable. When people celebrate birthdays, I always encourage them to do something very different. Don't go to work today. Don't do what you usually do. This is an opportunity to have a unique day, no work and all play. Different food, or try a new restaurant. Whatever it is, it has to be special and not part of your daily routine. On the other hand, according to AI, artificial intelligence, quote, ignoring daily routines can lead to feelings of disarray, anxiety, and even depression due to a lack of structure and the accumulation of open tasks. While taking a break from routine can be beneficial for creativity and productivity, consistently ignoring routines without a plan for reestablishing them can be detrimental, end quote. Why do I care about what AI has to say? Ha! I don't. But I never quote from AI otherwise. This was a new experience for me. Probably some routines are necessary for just about everyone. Too much uncertainty can be a stressor and make us lose sleep. Too much chaos, as we well know from what's happening with our federal government, can be a downer. It's hard to know how to respond when things are outside of our routines that make coping easier. But to deal with the federal government's dangerous manipulations or any problem that needs solving, we need to think outside the box of the status quo. Getting outside of our routines is when our creative juices flow, and it's one of the best ways to break habits we don't want to maintain, like consuming unhealthy food or drink, or ones to adopt, like doing more exercising or listening better. I've been fasting 1 day a week lately. While I miss the food, I do have more time for other projects, such as doing these features, and I think a lot about why I'm hungry, the starvation of people in Gaza. Routines take time. Breaking routines challenges me to rethink who I am, why I do what I do, and what I want to change in the present or the future. It forces me to reevaluate my routines and decide whether I should keep on doing them, or try them differently, or stop doing them altogether. Some people think routines are crucial, and we should not let them go. Others say life's boring if we get stuck in too many routines, because routines are ruts. Which side are you on? Or maybe you're on both. Do you always brush your teeth the same way? Oh, by the way, this Outside the Box was titled Routines. But was that really important? I doubt it.